uncle Benson Harris. It was Harris's over, and my other uncle died a few years ago. Now it's just Harris' store, and he's selling it. And so that's going to seem strange for Basil Harris not to be running the store. And plus, this is the industry over man type deal. The round balers are coming in now. So nobody bales hay anymore, which is how young people make money
out of that.
Yeah. And I would say it's somewhere between a third and a half of the people out there now either have a round baler or will hire a round baler.
Uh-huh.
So they don't have to pay for the labor. Kind of laborers. Nobody hauls hay, nobody in the right mind hauls hay for less than $3 now.
Mm-hmm.
Usually people make four.
You're talking about 3 an hour,
yeah.
4 an hour. Yeah. Okay, so more industrial ways of doing the farming,
yeah,
which used to be done by people,
yeah,
and so on. And you think that's a mixed blessing,
yeah,
of sorts.
If I was a farmer, I would probably like it.
Mm-hmm.
But
now, you said a lot of young people move away and go away. Is that probably what you'll end up doing too?
No, I'm going to go back. I'm definitely going to teach in Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd like to live. I'm going to start a speech department there.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to live out in Hillcrest too.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done much traveling, but I've never really wanted to a whole lot either.
Uh-huh.
If I did travel, I thought I might like it, but I still want to live in Dixon.
That's sort of where you feel you belong.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, and you like that culture. You think,
yeah,
you mentioned all the other people coming in, and it's changing Dixon somewhat, the northern,
yeah,
the people leaving the city.
Plus the way the town's growing.
It's growing toward Nashville then, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's, I think, more like Clarksville than Nashville.
Oh, I see.
And it's not got enough people to support that. Like, we're 47, Clarksville's 9, and they've got just about as much industry now as Clarksville does. So the stores are adding a new shop. They're going to add a Kmart now.
Mm-hmm. Now, so you think that growth, that really fast growth, might be too fast,
yeah,
then for the assembly. Okay, one last question I want to ask you about the language here, and this is, what did you think about those teachers and English teachers usually who wanted to change, if they ever did, when you were going through school and you're coming up, wanted to change the way you talk? Way you pronounce words or your words?
I don't guess I ever had anyone that really tried to change. They would kid you a little bit about different things, but usually it was things like swore instead of sword, which is, I mean, that's just wrong to,
mm-hmm,
say that.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as talking Southern, I never had any to try to change.
Nobody tried to
change
the way,
yeah,
to talk like that then. Okay, so you didn't have... Now, you mentioned that you were a DJ,
yeah,
too, now, and so you also said one time that you felt like you talk less Southern now than you,
yeah,
did.
Well,
now, what
do
you mean?
It depends on, I think now that I've got to where I can talk now without much of an accent, but it's not really the way I talk.
You mean with effort?
Yeah.
In other words, that isn't really...
It's not as much effort now as when I started DJing,
uh-huh,
or acting,
mm-hmm,
or in speech class,
mm-hmm,
but plus I'm an extemporaneous speaking. I do a lot of speech tournaments, and you can't win if you talk Southern.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to try to get, like, try. You know, it's going on. But normally talking, just relaxing, or when I'm drinking or anything, especially when you're drinking.
Yeah.
But I love my accent, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to change it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And that may hurt me a little bit, like in teaching speech, because... I don't know, but I like the way people in the South talk, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
that when you do these other things, you are,
yeah,
it's what you're saying, that you're consciously speaking another dialect which isn't your dialect. Is that what you mean by that?
Yeah.
Like if you're on radio, you're trying to...
Yeah, I just try to, the Midwestern type deal, just no accent or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If I get into an argument,